It's before Paul early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right. It's Halloween. It is indeed. And many people listening to our show know that I'm an entrepreneur focused on small business issues, get to do the business beat here on the Paul W. Show and so on. And speaking of business and Halloween, it's big business. I'll tell you that $10.8 billion expected to be spent this year. 70% of Americans participating in Halloween. It's a big, big deal for retailers, big business. Of course, when you think Halloween, you think candy. And that's a big part of it, but also costumes, decorations, and all the rest that goes with the Halloween experience here in America. Big business, no doubt. But beyond the business, when you think Halloween, beyond the business, beyond the candy, we think about being scared. That's right, part and parcel of what the Halloween experience is all about. Interestingly, did some research into that and found out that we really enjoy being scared. We really do. In fact, there's a physical, I learned.
The music alone is scary.
Yes, some scary music in the background, Mark. I don't know. you feeling scared, Kristen?
I am. Doesn't take much, yes. Though.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, listen, there's a physical reaction that drives a hormonal response when you get scared. It's kind of that endorphin thing. And we actually really do physically, chemically, as human beings, like it. We like to be scared, that adrenaline rush that comes with it. It's interesting. That drives dollars. See, when you're an entrepreneur, that's the way you look at it. But beyond the big business, beyond the hormonal rushes that we're all going to get tonight, going out trick-or-treating, being scared by all the costumes and all the rest that goes with the Halloween experience, let's talk some... Let's get to the important stuff. Let's talk some candy, Kristen.
Again, we're highly food motivated on the show. Yeah,
come on. Let's get to it.
So, Jeff, of your, would you say $10 billion?
Yeah, $10.8 billion.
Yeah, right. $3.1 billion is spent on Halloween candy this year, up from last year and, of course, previous years due to COVID. But
Kristen, is there any way to relate that $3.1 billion spent to calories consumed?
I'm sure, Jeff. I'll find that out now. We'll report that tomorrow.
Yes. Okay,
good. Yeah, incredible. You know, when I was looking at this, it was an article in USA Today. I mean, I know how many bags of Halloween candy I have to buy at my house for the trick-or-treaters. And I guess it does make sense across, the whole United States, people that buy Halloween candy for today specifically, or for trunk or treat, or, the whole month is basically spent buying Halloween candy. So $3.1 billion, I guess, makes sense.
It makes sense indeed. It's part of the holiday, and let's remind everyone of the favorites, too. We've got a list.
Yeah, absolutely. So candystore.com made a list of the most popular selling Halloween candy, and I guess I'm not surprised Reese's Peanut Butter Cups took number one, as well as Skittles, M&M's.
Yeah, before you move off the Reese's.
Yeah. We're still on Reese's.
On.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Let's just take a deeper look here.
Okay.
Reese's, it's a universal favorite. I think it hits everyone's lists at the top. It's certainly one of the top on everybody's list. Now, there at least is, if you have a Reese's, there's some peanut butter in it, supposedly anyway, right?
Yeah.
So you can justify a little bit of eating a Reese's because there's some nutritional value there.
The scoop of protein.
I know this is a stretch. But that's the thing about
I'm
Reese's.
Not going to argue with you, Jeff.
Number two, it's Skittles. Here's the thing about Skittles.
Yeah.
The opposite of that. It's actually listed. Skittles is listed on many lists as one of the 10 worst things, candy or not, otherwise, whatever, one of the 10 worst things you can eat. They're really bad.
Well,
Skittles are a no-no.
Well, it depends on who you're asking.
Well, do I, right. It's, listen, on Halloween... Well, one day out of 365, it's not going to
hurt. It's fine. Right. Although Skittles did not make the worst candy list.
So
it might have been made the list for the least healthy,
yes,
but the worst candy this year is Circus Peanuts. Do they even make Circus Peanuts?
I was going to say.
What on earth? I mean, come on.
Who wants
number
to
two
go
is candy corn.
House?
Okay. If you go to a house and you get circus peanuts, that just ruins all of Halloween.
That's a house you cross off the list for next year.
So you are not going back to that house. Right. Absolutely. Right. But candy corn, which I thought was on the most popular, nope. It is on the worst candy list of top 10 worst candies.
And these, when you say worst candies, this particular list is
not
top 10
list.
Worst to receive. Well, the list you're citing right now.
Yes, that's
this
right.
This is not like health or anything else. This mm-hmm. is these are the candies I don't want. I don't want circus peanuts, and I don't want candy corn.
That is right. Absolutely. Yep. And the other ones that made the list of worst were Necco wafers, wax cola bottles, Smarties, Mary Janes, Tootsie Rolls, licorice, Good and Plenty. I mean, I kind of agree with those.
You do.
Those are disappointing. Yeah. Well, maybe the Smarties.
I have a question.
Know. Yeah.
When you pick out the Halloween candy that you're going to be giving out in any given year, how much of it is driven by, I'm going to pick this because if there's leftovers, I'm going to be having one or two or 10 or whatever. I mean, we don't need to get into that. That's way too personal. But in picking the candy, how much of it is influenced by what you...
All of it, Jeff. All of it.
Every
bag,
influenced.
I would eat the bag.
I started mine last night.
But we...
Mark, do not
We're not
eat
giving
it all
out
before.
Candy tonight now.
I was just going to say, Mark's been into the Halloween candy. There's not going to be any... The lights are off at Mark's house tonight.
Exactly.
Because he ate all the candy.
Exactly. But if you have an abundance of Halloween candy...
Uh-huh.
Because of the rain, because of whatever you have going on, you know, they have these kind of buyback programs or, you know, return programs that you can do at dentist offices and police stations, sheriff departments. Oakland County Sheriff Department has a buyback Halloween candy program. Yeah, right on Telegraph there. And they gather the Halloween candy up until November 6th, and then they package it. And it's called Treats for Troops. And they send off candy to our troops, and which I always appreciate. I love that. Because for as much as we love Halloween candy, we love to gather it and sort it and trade it. It's nice to be able to take it somewhere afterwards because we're not going to eat all that candy. Mm. But yeah, if you go through Oakland County Moms has a great website. And they have a list of all the police stations and sheriff's departments within Oakland County specifically. And also, you know, call your dentist. A lot of dentist offices take back candy, which I like. I appreciate that.
Hmm. That is good. That's really good. All right. Well, listen, guys, we've got Ann Thomas standing by, taking us to the Paul W. Show. Ann, what do you have for us today?
Well, I was going to give out circus peanuts.
Well, that's a step up from the toothbrushes you threatened to give out last week.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. Ann.
We are going to talk to Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, who's going to give us some safety tips about Halloween for tonight, because it's going to be dark and rainy. And also, he has a candy give back program too, and I believe that program they give the candy to the troops, so that's a really nice effort.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing to do. The other thing, we are also going to be talking about the trouble in the tunnel.
Ugh.
And and the unfortunate Lions game, the outcome, Lions lose again, now 1-5. And also, there's a couple other really unfortunate stories that have occurred in the past few days. That horrible Halloween stampede in Seoul, South Korea.
Right.
I mean, what a wow. How many people were killed and injured? What the heck happened?
That's horrible. Horrible. Yeah. Crowds are a scary thing.
Yes, they are.
The power of the crowd, once it gets going in a direction, positive or negative, boy, look out.
And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, Jeff. You know, how do you know when the crowd is too big or there's too many people? There's a lot of people that study crowd control. Because, you know, we've all been in that situation where you're in a crowd and you start getting this feeling that everybody is too close and you're kind of like moving like a wave. Have you been in that?
Yeah. I mean, that's a phenomenon. I'm talking about the power of the crowd. As I say, it can become you know, and we do, certainly we all have our own mind, our own ability to think about things. But when you get into a crowd, there seems to be a mind of the crowd, and you become part of that, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. it can be scary and tragic, as is the case mm-hmm. in South yeah. Korea. Well, we're looking forward to the show, Anne, and great Halloween day ahead. We're gonna hand it off to you guys. Happy Halloween, everybody. Have a great, safe, enjoyable, memorable Halloween night.